Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Politics, the Blois here in Minnesota. So we try to see if the session's going to wrap up on time or not. Good morning, Blois.
Good morning, Dave.
There used to be a bit in Get Smart, and if you still see the reruns, the Cone of Silence, one of the all-time greatest bits ever. And that appears to be the story going on over at the state capitol from everything I hear.
Yeah, absolutely. This has been a theme, you know, for the last several years, is that when the governor and legislative leaders start to stop talking, they stop negotiating in the press, they stop announcing their offers back and forth, they've affectionately referred to it as that cone of silence. And we've entered that phase. We probably entered it Tuesday afternoon, and we've stayed in it. And it's remarkably tight this time. There are no leaks, even Senate Minority Leader Tom Bach and House Minority Leader Kurt Dowd are kind of left out of the talks. Their staff went home before sunset yesterday, and they're keeping in a very close, tight-knit group, and there's no details coming out.
Have you heard anything at all, Blois?
You know, I've heard a little buzz. One is that there was not even a framework presented to the caucus or the commissioners yesterday, but updates were given, and both sides remained optimistic that they were headed in the right direction. One of the topics we've talked about before is the extension or elimination of the provider tax, which is a healthcare tax that's set to go away in December. That one piece we've heard is that that has moved down to 1%. And then we've also heard some buzz that Governor Walz has taken the majority of his gas tax off the table, that it may actually be one of these things that passes but doesn't go into effect for a year or two, giving them a chance to maybe push it back even further in the future.
Why, if Senator Bach entered the negotiation, would that be a signal?
Well, because what we've learned is that Senator Bach offered Senator Gazelka DFL votes to pass, quote, a compromise budget that the governor agreed to. And so with Walz being a DFLer and Gazelka only having a three-vote majority in the Senate, he may have, Gazelka may have some people in his caucus just under no circumstances would vote for this budget if it has certain pieces in it. And therefore, he could use some of Senator Bach's DFL votes to pass that. If Senator Bach enters the negotiations, that says that A, they may need some votes, and B, that then Senator Bach's probably going to ask for a couple more things. One big thing that's lingering out there is the idea of a bonding bill. It's not a bonding year, but there's a sense that they could make up some spending with the state's strong credit rating right now and cash being cheap than on housing or transportation. If that's the case, then they're going to need two-thirds of the votes in the House and the Senate, and then they would need actually some Republicans and some Democrats to pass that bill.
Blois, they met, as you said, well past midnight into the early morning hours. What do we know about schedules today?
We don't. Well, we know that the conference committees will still continue to meet today. They're running out of some things to talk about. But we also know that they've said anything that they achieved overnight that they would update the press here mid-morning. So I'm thinking 10 or 11 o'clock. I got my last text from inside the cone. It didn't say anything other than I'm going home at about 12:45.
Wow. Well, this will be interesting today. What happens? I guess a question I would ask you, and we haven't talked at all about it really for the most part, but one time, I think, and a special session in the conversation.
Yeah, I've not thought that we would have a special session. I think, you know, Bach and Dowd, when I talked to him on the podcast this week, said 3 days. They need 3 full days to process bills before people vote on them. That would literally mean that they need to be done today. And I know we keep pushing this goalpost, but they keep pushing it too. And so I think that if they don't have a deal by 5 or 6 o'clock tonight, I think we will be headed to some sort of special session. But it may be one of those, we just come back for, you know, a couple hours one day and get it done early next week. Their deadline is midnight on Monday.
Abloisa, we'll stay in touch, obviously, this morning. Anything you have, I'll look forward to hearing from you. But if I want to get your email, your newsletter this morning, how do I do that?
You just go to WCCORadio.com/morningtake, and you can sign up right there.
All right, thanks, boys. Have a great Thursday.
You too, Dave.
627, a lot of rain earlier this morning. We'll run through your forecast here next as we continue the morning news with Dave Lee, a day after the Twins take 2 out of 3 from the Angels. May 31st, June 1st, want your calendar marked to bring your family and yourself. Come on over to the 19th annual Flint Hills Family Festival in downtown St. Paul. They've done this since 2001. They've sponsored this world-class Flint Hills Family Festival in St. Paul out of the Pine Bend Refinery in Rosemont. And it's great for children and families for many reasons, but really an opportunity to experience world culture in the form of acrobatics and drama and music and puppetry, international puppetry and dance. And you have all these performers from across the world in downtown St. Paul. It is an artistic wonderland. It is just a creative paradise for children of every age. That's you and me, too, by the way. It's one of the largest and longest-running festivals of its kind in the country, and it is fabulous. Now, the family weekend is great because that's when we can go. But the kids get to go during the week. 20,000 of our students here in Minnesota attend the workshops, interact with the artists. About 900,000 people, they figure, so far through the years have attended this festival, and it's only getting bigger and better. The other part is so much of it is free. Outdoor activities are free. There's a nominal fee, really, not much of a charge at all for what happens indoor. But you want a schedule? Let's go to ordway.org/festival.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.